Welcome to Rick's Blues Room, the meeting place for people, places, and things that make the blues world go around. Today's episode is a tribute to Mr. Robert Bilbo Walker, who passed away November 29, 2017. Another fallen star from the blue skies of blues music. But we're privileged to talk with his most recent bandmates. Today we'll talk with Miss Biscuithead, Mr. Bilbo Walker's former bass player. Let's go deep and talk about what it was like in Mr. Bilbo's world.
Okay.
Hey, look here. I just wanted to ask you about Robert Bilbo Walker. Am I saying his name right, Robert Bilbo Walker?
Junior,
okay. And we got some video. I think we played with him a couple of times. We got it on Scope. Because that night you played in the Juke Joint, we got video of that one.
Okay.
Remember that time, Jackie?
Oh, yeah. It's this past Juke Joint, yeah.
That's right. And so we got a couple of times on it. And so apparently you knew the man. I just thought, I always wanted to know him, but I know nothing of him. You know what I mean?
The first time I actually ever saw him was in the early 90s at the Sunflower River Blues and Gospel Festival in Clarksville. That was the first time I ever saw him, and I thought, once he got up on the stage and did his thing, you thought Chuck Berry was kind of hanging around down there. I didn't know.
Yeah, kind of like Chuck Berry. Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Right. All right. How did you wind up playing with him?
Last year, in April, coming up, it was Juke Joint weekend, and we had just did the. That was the same day we did the unveiling of the 2016 King Biscuit Blues Festival, and a lady came over from Clarksville to that event, and we were talking. This lady I know, she comes down Blues Fest, different things, and I asked her who was playing at Red's that night. And she said, Bilbo, and I said, oh, okay. And, I wasn't doing anything. I said, okay, well, I'll go over there. So I did, and, of course, Stan Street, which was already kind of playing with him some. I had been playing with him a while, maybe. I don't know how long they had been playing. Struck up a particular conversation, and it got Bilbo started, and it got Bilbo and me started with each other. And of course, after that, it was on then. But it was like,
okay.
We kind of had a little spat there. And after that, we were good. That's when I kind of So it seemed like I think that following, I don't know, it may have been in that either that month or May or somewhere along that route. Might have been when I don't know, some kind of way. I gave him my number or something, and he ended up calling me Stark. And then it looked like from, I would say, at least maybe April or May of last year, which is 2016, all the way up until December, I played with Bilbo off and on. The first time I ever played with him outside Clarksville was actually in Little Rock at the Whitewater Tavern last year in October.
Okay.
That was the first time I ever played with him other than Red or at Clarksville scene anyway. And that was by chance, because I really just went over there to watch him and him, Malcolm, and Ariel Boyce. They had just come from Salina, Kansas, from that Blues Masters Festival over in Salina, Kansas, and their next stop was at in Whitewater Tavern. So I went over there, and that particular day, I already had my equipment with me because I had played at that 2016 Marvel Main Street Festival that day.
Yeah.
So I went over there to visit with some relatives and. And I went over there, and first thing, as soon as I walked in there, you gonna play with me?
No, I love you, your hand always.
You know, I said, well, I hadn't planned on it, but sure. And I did.
Hey, does he have many recordings you know of?
Now, I've got 3 different recordings by him, and I believe one is live in Chicago because I asked him about that one. I think that was, I don't want to get these names wrong because I don't have these CDs in front of it. I think that was Promise. It was either Promise, no, it was Rock Tonight. Rock Tonight was live in Chicago. I think during one of those times, Chicago Blues Fest was going on. I remember asking about it because I know Sam Carr is on the drum.
Okay, Sam Carr playing for Billboard.
Yeah, because they played a lot together off and on.
Okay.
In the early
days. I believe that. Okay, I see. Interesting. Right. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, Rock Tonight. I got that.
Yeah.
Got that. Have the actual CD.
Okay. Did you ever get to talk to him about? I mean, like you said, he kind of, you know, had some Chuck Berry influence or something, maybe a little James Brown or something mixed in there. You couldn't ever tell what Bill Paul was, where he was coming from.
I always check Chuck Berry with that wig on and everything that he wore. So,
yeah.
I mean, because he even told me, he said, whenever Chuck Berry came out with a new song, he played too.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Did he, any of the songs that he had you playing for him, I mean, were they Chuck Berry songs?
We played songs. We played, because Bilbo played blues, too.
I mean, did he have some of his own more original stuff, or was it more cover stuff?
I don't know which ones were original. I'm not sure which ones were original. He did do Chuck Berry, like, I guess Johnny B. Good. I guess it's a Chuck Berry song, but I know Chuck Berry recorded it. I don't know who wrote it, but maybe Chuck Berry. I don't know. But I know he'd do that one. He'd also do, is Memphis, is that a country song or a Chuck Berry song?
Chuck Berry, some of it, I guess it's bluesy, but I guess it's kind of rock and roll, too, you know, rock and roll.
Okay, well, he did some rock and roll, too, because and he did some country, because he always like to do Loretta Lynn's. Oh, I can't remember this song. Loretta Lynn recorded because I've played it with it.
Huh.
I can't even think of the name of the song, and I can hear it, but I can't think of it.
I never was really able to talk to him. I tried to talk to him a few times.
Let me say this: it was Coal Miner's daughter. He always liked to do that.
That's a country song.
Yeah, but he played some country. Because he always said when you listen to Bilbo, you're going to hear some of everything, you know, country, rock and roll, blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to talk to him a few times, but I was never really able to really get a conversation with him, you know.
Well,
what was he like
last year. I didn't
when you talked to him?
Yeah, I didn't either until last year.
I mean, was he kind of tricky to talk to, or was it just me, I'm wondering?
Yeah, I never had a conversation up until last year, and I tried several times before that. But he kind of shut you off or kind of look at you or whatever, but.
Right.
That's the way he was kind of protecting himself. Now, from what, I don't know, but yeah. But now, once he kind of warm up to you, and I'm speaking from experience with me, I guess once he walked up to me and saw I meant him no harm or whatever, you know, and he saw where I played with him or whatever, he was good with me after that.
That's funny.
Yeah.
So he was fun. It looked like he would be fun to play with, kind of challenging, wasn't it, because he played?
It is challenging, yeah, because of his time and tuning. For me, yes, very. A lot of people were surprised and amazed that, you know, I could even keep up with him. Had one or two other musicians tell me that used to play with him prior to me playing with him.
Wow.
And Stone was a very good musician. I mean, they mentioned that to me a couple of times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So I remember last year, he finally opened that new place up.
Oh,
his
yeah.
New Wonder, nightclub or something.
It's called Wonder.
What's it called?
Wonder Lights or Winter Wonder Lights? I forgot.
Yeah, the Wonder Lights.
Wonder Lights or something in it.
Yeah.
I was there in June, and I can't remember what it was for. I remember going, but I can't. I don't think I went to the grand opening. I don't either that was the grand. I can't remember, but I was there in
yeah.
June. Because I know he
wow.
was trying to opening it up. Last year he kept talking about, you know, he was going to open up him his own Juke Jordan, and he finally did it.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That. Hey, did he have any particular song that you know he liked to do, or did it seem like he liked to do?
No, just as long as they were kind of some Chuck Berry and that little blues. And some country. That's all I can remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just can't remember yeah. what he original because, you know, I don't have the CD in front of me right now.
Uh-huh.
But, of course, how I found out about one recorder is one of my coworkers showed me a recording by him, and I think they say they got it off Amazon or something. And then when I saw it again, when I played with him at the Whitewater Tavern, that's when I realized he had it. So I bought one off of him.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, but
well, I never heard of him until I traveled around 2000 or so. It seemed like the first time I ever seen him was at the Sunflower River. And he had a, looked like an RV.
Yeah, he kept an RV.
With his face painted on it.
Yeah, he had an old RV. And he used to drive a limo, too.
Had his face painted on the side.
Yeah, and he had that limo that he would drive.
Oh, this?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like a service car. I don't know. It's what it looked like.
Amazing.
Mhm. And then I've seen him drive yeah. a little red Corvette all last part of, or was that early part of this year? Latter part of last year, early part of this year. He was driving a
amazing.
Little red. It looked like a brand, kind of new.
Did it? Okay. Hey, that was some Billboard.
Corvette, yeah.
Uh huh.
Oh, he had that last year. He was driving that last year.
So all in all, how long you got to play with him, say how long? About a year or two?
No, from, I would estimate April of 2016 all the way up until December of 2016. Then I played with him again at the 2017 Juke Joint Fest and one other time during in June of 2017
yeah.
At his own place, Wonder Lights or Wonder City.
Right.
I played that last time I played with him was during the 2017 King Biscuit Blues Festival, but it was the Delta Cultural Center's Front Porch Blues Bash. He played that. Because I was surprised he, you know, came. I wasn't looking for him to come, but he did.
Right.
Hmm?
You mean this year at the Front Porch.
Yeah, I said 2017. Uh-huh.
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. Yeah, I remember seeing him. He had a brace on his neck.
Yeah, I found out just before he died, a few days before he died, he was wearing that because he had bone deterioration in his neck. I was told he had leukemia and he had cancer.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is some store.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know he looked when he showed up for a King Biscuit. I knew he was sick.
Uh-huh.
I know he's very sick then, but I didn't know what his. I knew one of his conditions. I know about leukemia.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was.
Well, that's definitely.
Was on his last birthday. I think he said he turned 80 because the day, as a matter of fact, I played with him on his last birthday too.
Okay.
Looks like I want to say December or January. I can't remember what month, but it was the same night that we had went there for, it was around, I think it was in December, because we was there for Red's birthday bash or something.
Okay.
Because Super Chicken's son, I don't know his name, but he came in there too and sung happy birthday to Bilbo. I think it was around midnight, so his was like that next night or something, next day or something. After
Wow.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
But he was a character. I mean, he could say some funny stuff, because one night, that was last year, we were supposed to have, no, this was the latter part of last year, because it was around when it kind of was getting cold and things slowed down, football games going on. And this particular night, we were sitting in Red, and of course, we didn't have anybody to play for, so we just kind of sat there and talked, and he was cracking jokes. And it seemed like I tried to record him talking.
Yeah.
I don't know if it, you know, when I tried to play it back, I couldn't really hear it good, so I may still have it on my phone.
Yeah, he was being funny.
Yeah, he could say some funny stuff.
I believe that. Hell yeah, I believe that.
Yeah, I remember the first time I saw him without his wig, and I didn't know, I wasn't sure of who he was. Somebody had to tell me who he was. Actually, he walked by me, but I knew he had to be somebody because of the people that was with him. I knew it looked like I had seen him before, and I was just trying to ask, I said, who is that? And they said, oh, that's Bilbo. But he had a baseball cap on, he had a jacket on, and I didn't know who he was when he walked by me.
Wow.
But I wasn't playing with him at that particular, that might not have been last, it might have been earlier on, coming up to before I played with him. But he had that on, that was 2015. That was the first time I ever seen him without it. And I know he walked right by me.
That's funny. He didn't even know who he was.
I wasn't really approaching him then.
Right. I couldn't imagine anybody knowing who he was without that wig.
Well, the people there that kind of already knew, and they knew who he was.
Yeah. Hmm? Well, that is something else.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Biscuithead.
Yes.
I know the VIPs would be glad to hear your inside story on that Robert Bilbo Walker.
Yeah.
Have you heard about any of when they're going to have a funeral or anything?
No. Well, maybe. I'm not sure if they're having a funeral or they're cremating. I was told he was requested to be cremated. So I'm not sure what the arrangements are.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I'll be posted once I know something. If they're doing anything and over in Clarksville, it may be next weekend, since it wasn't this weekend, so I don't know.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to, since it just happened Wednesday, I hadn't really called anybody else to ask anything, but I was trying to give them time to, you know, see what's going to take place. And Roger Soley, he's good at posting, keeping us informed with things like that, because he managed Bilbo. He was managing.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, interesting.
On a lot of things,
Okay, good.
Because Bilbo played over in Israel several times that I know of.
Okay, I see.
I remember he went last year. And he had just went to Florida back here the latter part of the year, too. Maybe a month or two or somewhere up in there. He went down to Florida to play, too. That was him and, I think, Lightning Malcolm and Big A.
I bet that was a good show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was that same kind of lineup that they had when they came to Little Rock, only Big A didn't come. He wasn't with them on that trip. He was scheduled to play, but he didn't come.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even know if he went with them to Salina.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
God bless her.
Yeah.
Well, that's definitely a character, and that's definitely some blues history.
Mm-hmm. I don't have, like I said, inside, I don't have a lot because I just caught the latter part of when he was playing. But
yeah.
I'm glad finally got the opportunity to do it. I didn't, it's nothing I ever thought I'd be doing. But yeah. And I almost missed out when he played the front porch because when he got there, his wife was with him and she had her bass. So I'm thinking she was going to play with him. So I asked her, I said, wouldn't you like to play? Don't you want to play? She said,
yeah.
No, you play. And I said, I have no problem with it. And I said, you well, go ahead on if you want to do it.
Yeah.
Bill said, no, you said you wanted to do it. Didn't you tell me you wanted to do it? Didn't you tell me last week? Can we talk about this? I said, yes, sir. But I actually thought he forgot. I thought he forgot about all about that. So I didn't dwell on it, And after his wife didn't want to do it, I was trying to explain to him, I said, well, I hadn't really rehearsed, I hadn't had a chance to rehearse on your music or anything, He said, don't matter, you can play it. I said, okay, and I played
it. Wow, that is so cool.
So after he remembered that conversation, I decided it'd be best if I played it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. I know he spoke highly of you at the festival down there. I remember him talking about he enjoyed playing with you. He said you were loyal and reliable and stuff.
He said all that. I didn't even remember him saying anything. I don't know.
Yeah, he said some good stuff about you. It was interesting. Yeah, it was interesting. When he played down at the mini fest down at Cathead.
Okay.
I think we got some of that on Scope, too. We got some of that on Periscope.
Well, if all goes well, the 2017 Front Porch Blues Bash DVD will be dedicated to him.
Okay.
It'll be dedicated to him. That's what we did when 2015, when Elsie Armour played the 2015 Front Porch Blues Bash. He died shortly after that. And that DVD was dedicated to her.
Okay, well, that's something to look forward to getting,
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, we sure appreciate you, Miss Biscuithead, and
sharing
a little insight into that. You know
what
I'm saying, huh?
Mm-hmm. I enjoy talking to you, listening at you in your blues room and the VIPs. I enjoy chatting with them and getting to know some of them. It's been a pleasure. You were the main reason why I added that app to my phone in the first place was so I could, once I learned about the app, learned about you. And, and I've been watching you on Periscope now for a solid year, I can say. I joined on November 6th of 2016.
Yep, that is so cool.
I know that because
hopefully there's much, much more blues to come.
Okay, and the few times I've gotten to play with you, it's been a pleasure as well. And that was a highlight when I got to come to Amendment 21. That was fun, and hope to get to do it again.
Yeah, I hope so.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't going to let Chip outdo me. I wasn't going to let him be the only one Amendment 21 get to play with. He might have been first, but he certainly wasn't going to be the last.
Thank you, and
we had a ball with you at Little Biscuit's house and Brub Biscuit's house doing Thanksgiving. That was a pleasure.
Oh, yeah.
It was in a treat.
Yeah, I still got a piece of that chicken. I'm scared to eat it now.
Oh, okay. No, don't eat that. If you had more than three days at least, don't eat that.
Yeah, hell, I was trying to make it last. I wouldn't think about that.
I told Little Biscuit, she showed my socks, and I was wearing Brother Biscuit house shoes when we were sitting there playing. I told her, I said, that's not Miss Biscuit Head, that's Grandma Biscuit.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was.
There'll be a lot more.
Yeah.
Like I said, thanks again for giving us a peek at Mr. Bilbo. God bless his family, you know, and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah. And we'll talk some more.
Okay. Well, he'll be missed.
All right. I'll let you
thank
go.
You for, thank you for having me.
All right.
It's always fun in the Blues Room. I want to thank you all for stopping in. If you like this episode and you want to hear more like it, then feel free to subscribe, hit the follow button, and visit alabamabluesman.com. Say it 3 times so you don't forget it. alabamabluesman.com, alabamabluesman.com, alabamabluesman.com. Until next time, go deep.